The 17th United Nations Conference on Climate Change, held in Durban, South Africa, 3 months ago, was widely written off as an unproductive disappointment. But for Fred Krueger, program director of Santa Rosa's Eco Stewards, attending the international event was eye-opening. He returned home impassioned by the overwhelming sense of magnitude and urgency the issue evoked among the conference attendees.
The essential story of Durban was a cry for mercy. We are being inundated with floods. We have droughts like we've never experienced before. Our crops are failing. People in Africa are already on the move because they couldn't live where historically their families have always lived. Clearly, the climate is changing in a major way.
That message is not one that most Americans hear much, which is one reason Krueger will be offering a free public report in Santa Rosa this evening on his experience at the conference. One important reality that was brought home to him, he says, is the disconnect between those areas of the world most responsible for causing climate change and those most directly affected by it.
The irony of the climate problem is that it originated with the developing countries who have used the bulk of the world's fossil fuels, but the impact is being experienced particularly in the tropics and at the poles.
There is a widespread tendency, Krueger observes, to view climate issues as a political matter to be addressed by governmental policies, but it is equally being confronted as a subject of concern by religious leaders worldwide.
There was a whole separate conference that took place in Durban by religious groups. It was mostly European, African and Asian, not too much American. But across the spectrum of faith traditions, they were saying, this is a moral and an ethical issue.
One of the strongest statements from that subgroup, says Krueger, came from the leader of the Eastern churches, Patriarch Bartholomew.
He said that people could not continue to live as we have. It's not just a question of science, it's moral and ethical. If we understand the problem, then we've got the responsibility to embody the solutions, because to understand the problem but not begin to engage it in our own lives was a moral failure.
If moral and ethical considerations are insufficient to elicit changes in behaviors, both personal and national, Krueger suggests there are incipient practical considerations that might, such as the emerging threats to the health of big swaths of the American public.
For instance, for the southern United States, dengue fever would become more prevalent, malaria, West Nile virus, tuberculosis, and a variety of other conditions would become much more prevalent. It's an aspect of climate change that we haven't studied very much, but it's going to be monstrous.
Another worry source lies to our immediate south. Mexico is forecast to become a new global hotspot with a large, growing population that is rapidly exceeding its water supplies. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.